This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Shepherd, S-H-E-P-H-E-R-D, first name Brenda, B-R-E-N-D-A, date of birth May 4, 1952, date of evaluation June 27, 2022, referring physician is Dr. Saqib, S-A-Q-I-B, Hassan, H-A-S-A-N. The chief complaint, pre-op spine surgery. The HPI, the patient is a 74-year-old female who reports having been involved in a motor vehicle accident approximately 7 years earlier period. At that time, she experienced an injury in an auto versus auto accident period. She had subsequently developed DJD, which has progressively worsened period. She notes low back pain, which she describes as sharp period. Pain is moderately severe. It is associated with balance problem, period. Pain is typically rated 7-9/10, period. It involves the entire back and arms, period. Pain is minimally improved with Tylenol, period. She reports associated numbness, period. The patient had previously undergone a conservative course of therapy and had failed conservative measures, period. She is now felt to require C-S radiculopathy, period. Patient was diagnosed with radiculopathy cervical region M54.12, period. The past medical history, one, hypertension, next number, overweight. Past surgical history, breast surgery, hyphen reduction, next number, fracture right arm, next number, bunionectomy. Medications, amlodipine 5 milligrams PO daily. Allergies, no known drug allergies. However, she states that her amlodipine has been causing dizziness and she subsequently had not been taking it, period. Family history, unremarkable. Social history, she denies cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Review of systems, constitutional. She reports fatigue and weakness. Skin, normal. Head, no trauma, period. Eyes, she wears glasses. Ears, there is no deafness or tinnitus. Nose, no decreased smell or sinus problems. Neck, she has stiffness. and decreased range of motion as per HPI, cardiac, normal. Remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable, period. The physical examination, blood pressure 162/63, pulse 82, respiratory rate 18, temperature 97.5, height 62.5 inches, weight 168.2. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Musculoskeletal exam demonstrates tenderness of the spine on flexion and rotation, period. Data review. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm of 76 beats per minute. There are non-specific T-wave changes present in the anterolateral and inferior leads, period. The white blood cell count 3.8, hemoglobin 13.5, platelets 276, PT 12.3, PTT 27.9, sodium 140, potassium 3.8, chloride 101, bicarb 29, BUN 20, creatinine 0.87, alkaline 76, glucose 107, MRI November 15, 2021, there is spinal cord compression rather severe at C4/5 with moderate compression at C3/4 and significant left-sided foraminal stenosis at C5/6, period. Cervical spine x-ray reveals minimal degenerative changes, period. There is preservation of cervical lordosis, period. There is no evidence of retrolisthesis, period. The impression, this is a 70-year-old female with cervical complaint, presenting with balance issues, period. She further has cervical myeloradiculopathy, that is myeloradiculopathy at the C3 minus C6 level, period. She is now scheduled for a CT myelogram of the cervical spine. She is further scheduled for surgical intervention as she has failed non-operative treatment. it is anticipated that she will undergo ACDF, that is capital A, capital C, capital D, capital F, at the C3-6 bit C4 corpectomy period. She is noted to have hypertension. Her blood pressure is currently not controlled, period. I have discontinued amlodipine as she is not taking same. I have subsequently started her on Losartan 100 milligrams PO daily, period. She is otherwise felt to be clinically stable for her procedure. She is cleared for saying, Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.